join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Have you just done something you know you shouldn't have done? Then listen to these encouraging verses from the Bible. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. These verses were written by the Old Testament prophet Micah, and I love the word pictures he uses. He says that God, in his great compassion, grinds our sins into the ground under his great foot. Since the Bible calls the earth God's footstool, you can imagine just how big his foot is. As you would step on a poisonous spider so that you would never have to deal with it again, God tramples our sins underfoot. In the next word picture, Micah says God hurls all our sins into the depths of the sea. Notice that God doesn't deposit them near the shoreline, where they might wash ashore with the tide and we would have to deal with them again. Nor does he merely drop them into the sea. No, he hurls them. He tosses them. He flings them. With more accuracy than the greatest baseball pitcher of all time, God hurls our sins into the depths of the sea so that we will face them no more. And then, as Corrie ten Boom said, he puts up a sign that says, "No fishing." In other verses in the Bible, God tells us that he sweeps away our sins like the morning mist that evaporates so quickly, that he blots out our sins and remembers them no more. Hey, that thing you know you shouldn't have done, why don't you settle it right now with God? Admit that you did wrong and ask him to forgive you. Then watch as he hurls your sin into the deepest part of the sea.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.